Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, big hour ahead. We're still chasing down this story going on. We're going to get Todd Zielecki awake, or someone who did not tie one on because the Bucks won the championship last night. Todd is from Milwaukee. But we have Jimmy Kempski coming up in a second, and Jimmy has thoughts he'd like to share, not just on the Eagles, but also the Phillies. Yes. He doesn't know it yet. But I just want to update you. We had a tight race with Butch from Antioch. How did he do?
We did, and it's brought to you by Arm & Cadillac. The all-new 2021 Escalade has arrived. Thinking Escalade, think Arm & Cadillac. Great people, great price, armandcadillac.com. Butch has officially won this poll as a better caller.
Bingo.
55% to Tony in South Philly's 45%.
Congratulations to Book. He moves to the Elite Eight. Here is our next matchup.
Who is a better caller on the WIP morning show? Jason from the Dirty 30, Kim the Lesbian.
Do we have any of Jason, Joe?
Good morning, Angelo, and morning, team.
We do not have Kim. She does not call in often. That will work against her in the poll. On the line, Kim. I can't even describe it. Anyway, on the line with us, ladies and gentlemen, is a brilliant football reporter and writer for PhillyVoice.com. But yesterday, he dabbled in baseball. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Jimmy Kempski. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey, Angela. Did you say that I had thoughts on the Phillies I wanted to share? I just didn't know it yet. Is that what you said?
No, hold on. I have your tweet. After the Marcus Hayes story came out saying about half of the Phillies roster is unvaccinated, you tweeted out, correct me if I'm wrong, what a gigantic bunch of losers. Is that correct, Jimmy?
That is correct. Just get vaccinated, you losers.
That seems well. Hold on, you're covering the Eagles starting next week at training camp. Are you going to be trying to get a number for their percentage of vaccines when you go there?
Well, it's funny because we were at OTAs, media that is, and right after their OTAs were done, that's when the questions about, you know, have you been vaccinated? Have you been vaccinated? Started popping up in the NFL. So we didn't get to take part in that so much, but I'm sure when training camp begins, you know, those questions are going to come up. They're definitely not in the bottom part of the league because there was a report that there were only two teams that were below 50%. I believe they were Carson Wentz's Indianapolis Colts and the Washington football team. So I think there were only like a small handful of teams that were over. I want to say it's either 85 or 90%. I want to say it's 85%.
Yeah, it's 9 right now. 9 are over. 9 are over.
Okay. At the time that I last saw that, it was like 3 or 4 teams. The Eagles weren't one of them. I don't know if they're one of them now. But, those questions are certainly coming in training camp for sure.
All right. We have ended the vaccine portion of this conversation. All right, Jimmy, you know we deal with all the biggest issues here. And yesterday, a lot of fans were very excited to see the Carson Wentz, what do you call it, mural, removed from the link and replaced by a photograph of the trophy and a small portion of Nick Foles. Could you tell me what you think went into decision to replace Wentz with that trophy and a little bit of Foles.
Well, I had to get rid of Wentz, obviously, because he's not on the team anymore.
Right.
And to have the Lombardi trophy up there is, I'll call it bold, coming off of 4-11 in one season.
Good
but
point.
I think it was really just a matter of, you know, you could put Jason Kelce up there. You could put Brandon Graham up there. You could put guys like that. You could always go back to tried and true, you know, Brian Dawkins or something like that. But, you know, if you put up Kelce or Graham, you're probably taking it down again next year because, you know, those guys might not. Graham might be, but Kelce probably will retire by next year. So, I mean, yeah, I can understand why they put up something sort of generic. But it is interesting that, you know, everyone knows whose hands are holding that trophy.
Well, here's the thing, Jimmy. I'm not going to take my own report on it, although I believe the Eagles are trolling Carson Wentz.
It's ultimate petty, and we're here.
Just listen to Dom Bell of Channel 3, CBS. Listen to this.
Okay. Yesterday, the Eagles took down the Carson Wentz banner. Today, they raised the replacement. It has a picture of the Lombardi Trophy being held by Nick Foles. So 4 years after the Super Bowl, Foles taking over for Wentz.
Is it possible the Eagles are trolling Carson Wentz?
If so, it's very subtle and well done,
in
my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I can't say that. I don't know. I have some friends in the, I don't know if the social media department has anything to do with that, but I'll dig up on that. See if there's anything to it.
Do you think there's any residual bitterness at how things ended with Wentz and the Eagles?
I certainly think there is from his end. As far as bitterness from the Eagles' perspective, I mean, they paid him, I think they actually paid him in cash. Sorry for the background noise. But I think they paid him actually like $64 million in cash, somewhere around there. So, and he's gone at the first hint of, you know, real adversity. So, yeah, I think they would have certainly liked to have seen him handle his benching and what all unfolded last year in a different way than he did.
Hey, Jimmy, interesting story this week about a guy who really believes in the birds, the Jalen Hurts era beginning with Devontae Smith and all that. He wagered $4,000 on the Eagles to win the Super Bowl. If they do, he wins a cool $500,000. Do you think that the people, all these national experts, are under-respecting what the Eagles have done and that the Eagles are going to be better than they think?
I don't think they're going to be very good.
Really?
Yeah, that's just my opinion. I think that the only way that they can possibly, you know, like I guess the bet that whoever made that bet, did you actually say who specifically made that?
No,
bet?
No, he wasn't identified.
Oh, okay.
Not
so
identified.
So there's just a generic report that somebody had a big bet in Vegas,
right.
I guess, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So I guess their thinking was probably, if they trade for Deshaun Watson, maybe they have a chance. But other than that, I can't see any way they can possibly be Super Bowl contenders. I'd have them somewhere around like 6-11. The thing going for them is that they're in that horrible, you know, NFC East with Dallas, Washington, the Giants, all of whom have, you know, major warts in various places on their roster.
And all right, but hold on. You do not have a high regard for Jalen Hurts.
Oh, so Jalen Hurts. I mean, I'm just kind of in, like, wait-and-see mode on him. Like, I looked at all of his snaps last year, and he's got things going for him, and he's got things going against him. The things he has going for him, you know, the intangibles with, you know, the leadership qualities, the smarts, all that kind of stuff. And then, in my opinion, like, he's probably the second best running quarterback in the NFL behind only Lamar Jackson in terms of just what he can do with his legs. Throwing the football is a different story. Like, I think his arm strength is fine. It's not a positive. It's not a negative. It's just fine. It's an NFL worthy arm, but you know, he doesn't have a howitzer like Wentz and Stafford and guys like that. Accuracy has to improve. So it was 52% last year, and that's not the end all be all for, you know, quarterback accuracy, but he left a lot of throws in the field, in my opinion, last year. Like, there were a lot of easy throws that he could have made that he just didn't. He has to improve drastically in that department if he's going to be the quarterback of the team in 2022 and beyond.
All right, but Jimmy, it is going to help him that he's got a target named Devontae Smith, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Don't you think Smith is going to make an immediate splash in the NFL?
I think he's going to lead the team, as long as he stays healthy, obviously, but I think he's going to lead the team in receptions, yards, and touchdowns. And I think he's going to do it easily. Like, I think he's, you know, clearly their most talented weapon in the passing game, and might eventually become, you know, the best player on the team. I think he's that good. I mean, they haven't had a player, like a college player, as decorated as him in maybe ever, but certainly in like a really, really long time. And, yeah, I mean, he's going to help the offense quite a bit. The Eagles did a good job trading back from 6 and picking up the extra first-round pick and then moving up from 12 to 10 to get that guy.
Jimmy, you mentioned Deshaun, and I find it very quiet, Deshaun Watson, how quiet it's been down there. That seems to, they must be working on some kind of settlement. And the Eagles' seeming reluctance to name Jalen Hurts their, you know, their starter, their guy of the future, you know, is there something there?
Well, I think, you know, they're kind of in wait and see mode on Jalen Hurts too. And you look at like their actions. I mean, they're acquiring all these first round picks. They have their own first round pick, which potentially could be high in 2022. They have Miami's first round pick. They could possibly have the Colts first round pick as long as Carson Wentz plays enough snaps. Those picks are earmarked for a quarterback if Jalen Hurts doesn't, you know, perform in 2021, and whether those picks go toward a rookie draft pick in 2022 or they go to a guy like or they go to the Houston Texans for a guy like Deshaun Watson, you know, make no mistake, like that's why they have those first round picks. If Jalen Hurts surprises, then they can use surprises and plays really, really well and prove that he's the quarterback of the Eagles in 2022 and beyond, then they have those picks for other, you know, for other purposes. But yeah, I think that the stockpiling of those picks is really with the quarterback position in mind. And you know, it has been quiet, as you mentioned, with Deshaun Watson and his legal situation. We'll see how that all plays out. I think it's highly doubtful that any kind of move for him will be made this year, but look for that to potentially – I mean, he's probably not going to play for them. Mm. I mean, I guess we kind of got to wait for, like, you know, what happens in the court of law, first of all, and then also what the NFL decides to do in terms of how long he's going to be suspended. Until they really know the answers to those questions, I can't see any way that a team's going to deal for him.
Jimmy, final thing. Nick Sirianni, we have seen very little of him. He becomes the face of the franchise next week when camp opens. He's talking every day. What do you think? Could he be a savant? Could he be a guy that just catches lightning in a bottle because of his love for the sport and the fact that he's finally getting this chance? Isn't that possible?
Well, I would say this. So, like, at this point in the Doug Peterson era,
yeah,
nobody would have thought they were going to win a Super Bowl, you know,
exactly.
Like the following year.
Right.
So anything's possible, of course. And, you know, the thing that interests me in terms of he hasn't done much so far because he just got hired and, you know, they're going through tape and they're figuring out, you know, who can do what and how they're going to tailor their offense to the skills of the players on their offense and such. But I think one thing that he did right early on was he struck an agreement with the veteran players on the team on how they would have, like, they had more OTA practices than it was looking like they were going to, so they were able to negotiate that with the players. And then, you know, the thing that I've noticed about him during practice itself, you know, Doug always kind of hung out near the quarterbacks because that's just, you know, what he was and what he is. While, you know, Sirianni is kind of bouncing around from position group to position group, and he's constantly teaching. So, you know, he's got football chops, and I think players will, you know, sort of appreciate that he does, you know, have that kind of knowledge. And it's going to be anytime you're covering a team and there's a new coaching regime changeover, it's fun to kind of figure out like what they're trying to do offensively. So, for example, like I think that the Eagles would be best served if they want to win as many games as they possibly can in 2021.
Yeah.
They should do it around the running game with Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders and that kind of, but I don't know if they're going to do that. Like, we'll see, because, you know, as we read in the Athletic piece from Bo Wolf and Chokopati and Zach Berman, that, you know, Doug was getting harangued by Jeffrey Lurie after a win in Green Bay because they ran the ball too much. They didn't pass the ball enough to Lurie's liking. So, I mean, we'll see what kind of freedom he has to run the offense he wants to run. But, again, it'll just be interesting to see what exactly they're trying to accomplish offensively.
Jimmy Kemp.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.